I want us to take a walk this morning in your mind's eye, very early in the morning. The last couple days have been unbelievable, if we could say it like that. A few short days ago, you had just entered the city in what felt like a great fanfare. One of your closest friends was now getting the accolades, the recognition. You felt and knew he rightly should receive. And yet, these past couple days have turned to a blur in your mind. How could things have turned so quickly? One minute they're shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." The next they're crying, "Crucify." And you stand there and watch helplessly as they drug him around like a common criminal, beating him, spitting on him. You cringed with each lash of the cat of nine tails that crossed his back. You were there, maybe close enough at the foot of the cross, and watched him take his last breath, and maybe even close enough to hear his last words, "It is finished." The hour was late, and Sabbath was drawing nigh, and you didn't even have time to properly prepare his body for burial. So now you come. The writer of Mark would put it this way in the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 3. I especially like the New King James Version here for one word, and you'll see it here. "And now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, 'Who will roll the stone away from the door of the tomb for us?'" Now, doesn't that kind of strike you as odd here? That these three women would ask, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" It doesn't seem to this point that they have had a plan for that. How are they going to get inside? And you can see how maybe they would maybe have forgotten some spices, maybe have forgotten some linen cloths to have enough of those, maybe, but to know, not have a plan maybe on how the stone was going to be rolled away and how it was going to be moved. And I'm sure they had heard at this point that the stone has been sealed. And even Roman guards stand post at the stone. The stone was massive. And if we think about it, and we've heard estimates that it was probably 4 or 5 feet in diameter, maybe more, maybe possibly weighing 1 to 2 tons. And in the women's mind, it was immovable. And the question was, who will roll the stone away for us? I believe we come here today, we can ask the same question. Who will roll the stone away for us? We all have things in our lives too massive for us to handle. It is too much for us to bear alone. We need help. We need to realize that in our lives. We But our personal choices can find others. Like, we can find ourselves between a rock and a hard place. We can't roll the stone away ourselves, and try as we may, but the weight of sin and guilt is too much to handle at times, and we need something or someone bigger than you and I. So we come today, proverbial walk, heading toward the tomb, wondering who will roll the stone away. Very early, and I like the answer, is in the text that we read. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun, S-O-N, had risen. This is who's going to roll the stone away. The sun can, no one else, not our good intentions, not any effort we try on our own part. Only the Son, only the begotten of the Father, had the authority to roll the stone away. And as we've said before, that is what's needed in our lives as well. And it wasn't because the Son needed to roll the stone away to get out. It was for what other reason? So that we might look in and see in what they saw as well. Quit thinking our stone is we need the same stone roller today in our lives. Quit thinking your stone is too heavy that no one can move it. The Son can, did, and will do it. Imagine if they would have stopped on that journey that morning, realizing the foolishness of their actions and turning away and went home, they would have missed the greatest discovery in history. They would have missed a conversation with the angels. They would have missed seeing the empty tomb. They would have missed Jesus. John chapter 20, I like this section here. In the 20th chapter of John, it says, "But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb, but supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell us where they have laid him, where they have taken him away.' And Jesus said unto her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him, 'Rabboni.'" That's in the 20th chapter of John there. These ladies at the tomb were some of the first eyewitnesses that the stone had been rolled away. So perhaps today it's the same question. Who will roll the stone away? We have that size question in our life, the circumference that feels too big, or circumstances that feel too big, too difficult, too elusive. However, one has already rolled the stone away. Our job is not to move the stone. Our job is not to move the stone. But is take our stone to the rock. As we take communion this morning, we need to thank God for the stones that He's already moved in our life. Maybe give Him thanks for the stones that He will move in the future. But most of all, give thanks for the stone that was moved. The tomb was empty, that they realized that the stone was rolled away. And He's our rock of our salvation. Dear Father in heaven, we come this morning, and what a great privilege it is to gather around Your table, to remember these things, and even to have these questions in our life that who will roll these stones away? Who will take things away from our life that are too massive for us to handle, too difficult, too, as we said, elusive in our life, try as we may. But what a blessing it was that morning when the ladies arrived and the stone was rolled away and they could see in the empty tomb and the proclamation of the angels that he is not here, he is risen. As we remember this morning in your communion time and this time to partake of these emblems and remember in our lives what you went through on behalf of all that, the cup representing that your pure and precious blood and the bread representing your broken body. What a blessing that is as we take our stones to you, the rock of our salvation. For your son's name we pray.